Abbey, he was teaching health. Fuck with Rick Ross, cause he teaching wealth. Dropped out of school, I'ma teach myself. Made my first meal on my own.
Yeah. You already know this, King Himalaya. We live on Island Breeze. You got that Skama? That's that weed. Rolling like that shit. You got your drink and your cup? Pour that shit. We know we up in here. We live in the direct. Full in effect. Rare air. But yeah. Good morning. Good afternoon to everybody. You are. I just want to say everybody have a blessed, smooth, or if you want some work, man, have a productive day. Today, we're gonna go ahead and discuss our topic on motivation. You know, motivation, we all need it, just to strive and succeed, to enjoy life with peace. You feel me? And it help keep us out of balance, you know, even our energy up, you feel me? And you can see what motivation can do when you inspire somebody else around you, you know what I mean? Your family, your friends, you know what I mean? That's in your circle, or even just some strangers, you know, even kids as well, because everybody needs some motivation, you know, in their life. You know, some people don't have that. Some people don't have that fire, that spark to go, you know, just to succeed on what they want to do, you know, and that comes down to failing to succeed. But we definitely want to talk some basis on motivation and motivation on what us as people able to take motivation for in consideration, you feel me? And some of us is misguided with our motivation. But the motivation is the purpose to guide us, you feel me? But definitely, you know, you got to believe and you got to have confidence. You know, it ain't an easy task, but, you know, you got to keep going forward, you feel me? And that's motivation, understanding your purpose and your meaning. But we're gonna get into it. We're gonna go ahead and dive in, you know, on this motivation. And basically, you know, what makes you go? You know, it's something for everybody that's on people's mind or intentions, skill set, your reasoning that make you go, you know. It could be your kids or your family, you know, something that may happen in your life or some type of event that might have had changed your life, you know, just on experience of that help you get over that hump to get where you wanna go. You feel me? Like, we all have a destination that we want to accomplish, you know, and that's our goals that we strive to achieve for. And sometimes, you know, we might get a roadblock on us, you know. We might be taking too many big steps to get where we trying to go, and some things just happen where we get backtracked. But you just come back for greater success when you bounce back, you feel me? Like, some far as like what makes me go, you know, my kids, you know, I got two boys, you know, they inspire me, you know, they keep me going, they stay on my mind, you know. And I know things don't be great all the time, but things will be better, you feel me? Better situation for myself and a better situation for my kids, and far as even better situation for their mothers. You feel me? Like, what makes us go, everything got to connect for a reason and for a purpose. You feel me? Like, that's the only way things gonna connect and work, but we gotta believe in it too at the same time. Like, we gotta believe it's gonna work, you know, and we gotta overcome our fears and just do it. And as far as us overcoming our fears and just doing it, you know, that's taking that risk. You feel me? That's being all in. Being all in, not being partially in or somewhat in, and you halfway out, or you majority out, or you not all the way in, and you just all the way out. You feel me? But motivation, what makes us go, though, you know, definitely will get us over that hump. You feel me? Like, I tell anybody, like, you know, I'm going through stuff, too, in my life. You feel me? Other people do, too. And some people, you know what I mean? They stuff could be, you think they stuff be so good, and they think they stuff so good, but they go through stuff too. You feel me? Like, nobody can say they ain't been through nothing, cause they, like I say, everybody got a story to tell. You feel me? Let me just go ahead and light this blizzy back up. But we just gotta understand that, like, nothing is not over. You know, you keep going till you knock your goals down. You feel me? Until you knock your target down. Like, don't stop. You know, you keep working on it. You know what I mean? Like they always say, we fall, you get back up again, dust it off, go again. You feel me? Like, we gotta keep that train of thought in our minds. Like, we gotta keep that mindset. Because sometimes, you know, we get down, our energy getting low on us. You feel me? Like, but we can't let that be an effect towards our mission on what we trying to do, you know. But like I said, things happen, though. You know what I mean? But things just don't happen, man. It's the universe. It's the signs of the universe, you know, that be working. Like, we can't go against that. You know, we can't go against the universe. And we can't go against God's plan. You know, and sometimes I don't know, some of y'all may, it's people who believe in God, and then it's some that don't believe in God. But me, I believe in the Most High. But, you know, I believe it is one. You feel me? Like, it is a numero uno, the head dominator. You feel me? The creator. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. You feel me? And he already wrote our stories out for us and gave us our obstacle course, our plan, and what our mission is in life. And then I see what mine is. You know, and I seen what mine is. Like, I didn't realize what makes me go until 2011. You know, me, my oldest son was born. I changed, a lot of things changed with me. You know, and I just started seeing the bigger picture. You know, I looked at it at a different angle, and you too, as well. You know, it's things that make you look at things at a different angle and a different point of view to change your mindset on what you trying to do. You feel me? Like, and also what makes me go, you know what I mean, besides my kids, my family, my grandparents, you know, I lost a close friend back in 2015, you know, he was my roommate in college, and help me, he was a great guy, you know, that was a real stand-up dude, you know, you and me, too many real stand-up dudes these days, you know what I mean, like, he kept to himself, you know, he was no flossy cat or nothing like that, but well, me, I seen what made him go, you know, his family, you feel me, like, and where he came from, and his friends, you feel me, like, he was from out there from Schenectady, Albany, you know, we think Buffalo bad, we in a bad city with a bad predicament and stuff like that, but good things going here, so I'm not going to talk bad about my city, but it's plenty of good stuff that goes on here. You know, a lot of movement that's going right under the radar, right under our noses, that we're not even paying attention to, you know, sometimes. But we'll catch it, though. We'll catch it. Well, that's everywhere. That's everywhere. But like I was saying about one of my good friends, but he passed away, though. You know, he had liver failure. He wasn't no smoker or no drinker like that. No, he ain't smoke. I might say he ain't smoke, but he wasn't really a drinker like that. He worked out and kept his heads in his books, but you know, but I seen what made him go. You know, the more time and conversation I had with this man that was spent, he shed a lot of light on me. You know, like I could come back from break from my dorm, like spring break or something, coming back into the dorm. And I'm moving, I'm bringing like my whole room with me. Like my whole room is with me, you feel me? Like, it's like, well, I need all of this just to move back into this small little box room, you feel me? And this man, he popping up, you know? I go pick this man up from the bus station or the train station, and this man just got a book bag, you know, his polo and his duffel bag, and that's it. And he coming all the way from Albany, 5-6 hour trip, you feel me? Just with that, he ain't, I mean, he not able to, he not local like me where I was able to have access still to home, networking into the towns, you know what I mean, from Amherst to Buffalo, wherever the case may be, you know what I mean, anywhere about in the town, you know. And I definitely appreciate that, man, you know, he was like family, you know. When he was like adopted into our family, man. Like, we even shared a birthday with him. Like, we gave him a birthday, threw a birthday party for him and all that, you know, which was cool. You know, it was times he didn't go back home from school breaks on holidays, and he'd stay at my house for that time being for the break. You know, if school was in session, he would come over for Sunday dinners. You know, maybe him and our man Nate Boogie. Man, shout out to Nate Boogie, what's happening? You know. Man, Fire Rock Queens in the building, what's happening? You know what I mean? My little bro out there, he in the story of Queens. Man, much love. I love you, little big bro. You know what I mean? But what I was saying though, you know, my man Manny, man, he was a real stand up dude, man. You know, And it was times I even thought, like, I don't feel like it was him that was supposed to go. You know, I was supposed to go for him. You know, just at the time, I was just looking at my life around me and thinking about a lot of things. Me personally, what I was going through and stuff I was dealing with and my actions and behavior that was in action, you know what I mean? And I was living life wrong, you feel me? I ain't gonna lie, I did a lot of sin, you know what I mean? I did a lot of sin, but I definitely be praying to the Most High for my forgiveness and mercy on my soul and forgive me for my sins, you know? Because at the end of the day, no matter what, like, any human being could tell you that they could forgive you or don't forgive you at all, you know. It's always one person that's always gonna forgive you no matter what. You know what I mean? Whatever situation you in or whatever you're going through, you know, it's always gonna be one person that's gonna forgive you and always still love you and always still be there for you. And that is God, you know, the Most High. And we got to thank him every day when we wake up because it's blessed, you know. Some of us not able to see another day and able to breathe and feel and appreciate loved ones in our life, you feel me? But we also going to go ahead and talk about, like, what's next on discussion with motivation, which all we need to strive and succeed, to enjoy life with peace, just to get to our destination. You feel me? But we definitely gonna get back, and we definitely gonna go ahead and definitely talk some more though, and have more discussion on this motivation. You feel me? Here's an intermission right here for y'all that I'm gonna just tune in a little bit.
Pull up in motor case. I got a show today. That's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers and throwaway. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things. Ballin' the solo way. And if you counter my trend, I make you my protege. Crossing that soldier race. Niggas don't know them days. Take you in back of the building. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode the face. Now you a fisherman. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note. I'm about to drop in a few. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Got my name all in the news. Trippin' on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this bitch. Fresh out the county with nothing to lose.
No. On the ground, oh, you. But I don't do this shit for nothing. No, not at all. Not at all. You. But my money real, money real. Now you do. Oh, yeah. So I don't do this shit for nothing. No. Not at all. Oh. I tell you I got money.
Yeah. A little bit of that Nips right there, you know what I mean? We hustle and motivate. Hustle and motivate, you feel me? That's real shit. Hustle and motivate, baby. But yeah. So, you know what I mean? Along with motivation, you know, we got to have that confidence. And we also got to believe, you feel me? Like, if we don't got that confidence boost, if your confidence not boosted, you know, your belief ain't gonna be as high. Your faith is not gonna be high, you know. Not even come down with your energy. I know y'all be hearing me saying that energy, but the energy is real. Like, yo, if your energy not on full, you feel me? Like, everything around you, it's gonna have an effect. You know, it's that fuel can hit that E, you know what I mean? Be on empty, you feel me? Like, and that drain, and that will, me, I would rather say, it'll create some type of sickness, like depression, you feel me, misery, you know, always worrying, but we don't need that, you know, and stressing, you know, we don't need none of that, definitely don't, you know, at the end of the day, you wanna be happy, you wanna be upbeat. And you definitely wanna be at peace with yourself. Feel me? If your energy, your confidence, and you believing gonna create your motivation for you, and see your motivation for you. You know, and it's just you on how you approach, you know, sometimes we have to rearrange our approach towards things, you know, we gotta go back and take some traces back, to look and reevaluate and look at some things to correct, you know what I mean, sometimes just to go forward, you know, I look at it as the road as, it's a dark road, but you know, it's the light at the end of the tunnel, you know what I mean, sometimes you U-turn, you hit that U-turn on that road. No, you gotta go back. You know, someone tell us, don't be doing this and don't be doing that. You know, But sometimes we have to backtrack just to reevaluate and look things over and maybe correct some things, you know, that'll put us in a better place of the situation. And what else they call it? And I mean, they even call it backtrack. They even say you backtracking, you feel me? Like, what you backtracking for? Like, you got all this ahead. You don't feel down or put your head down. Like, don't think this shit is over, but it's not. It's not over. Ain't nothing over. You know what I mean? Sky's the limit. That's not the limit. It's beyond that reach. You feel me? Like, it's more. You know, it's more to it. And that's the confidence you gotta have. Understand, your confidence gotta be more to it. You know what I mean? Be in tune where your confidence gonna create your drive. That's gonna start your engine. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm recording. I'm doing my podcast. I'm doing my podcast. Yeah. Sorry for the interruption. That's my aunt. You know what I mean? Just checking on me, see if I'm good. Much love to him, love that man. But yeah, but your confidence though, you know, it go a long way. Confidence boosts. Confidence will boost your self-esteem, you know, and boosting your self-esteem will do a whole lot for you because you're going to feel good about yourself. You're going to be upbeat, feeling good about everything. You feel me? Your energy is at a high, and you will see the energy reflecting off your skin, you know, which will be your glow, your aura. You know what I mean? And you want that all the time. You know what I mean? You want that all the time. You know, because when you have that feel good, you know, even when you come around people, you know, it could change the atmosphere and change their vibe and may change their emotions on how they feeling that day. You feel me? It'll take a positive effect towards everything. The people, your surroundings. You know what I mean? In the society, in the environment, you feel me? Like, as we pursue towards our destination where we get into in life, you know, our confidence gonna give us the trust and the belief for our motivation that make us go to get our goals, you feel me? To accomplish our goals. I mean, there's times I lost my confidence. I lost my faith and I wasn't believing, you know, and not having no trust. But and that's faith as well. Like, I may lose insight on things, you know. I'm off track. Just like I was saying, like, stuff like that, that's off track, you know what I mean? Or I had some events that happened in my time of life, you know what I mean? Like, far as, like, I was down and out, you know what I mean, a few years back, but I got a little sidetracked it with some payments and stuff like that. You know what I mean, with child support, so I'm gonna keep it funky, which ain't no sugar coating, it's straight raw. So I was down like 2 bands on child support, but you know what I mean. But me at the time, you know, I'm like, dang man, so much shit going on. Like, I was just seeing a lot of stuff just crumbling around me. Like, I had gotten to my first car accident, I had a hit and run. You know what I mean? Like, I had, man, it was crazy drinking and driving. I'm celebrating, like, you know what I mean? I just got situated, you know what I mean, to get up out of here, do 4 months for the Air Force Reserve. So I do my own little celebration, you feel me? Man, this me just lacking common sense, not thinking, doing my own little celebration on my own and shit. I'm drinking early in the day, in the afternoon, you feel me? Like, and I used to think after that situation happened, you know, was it all worth it, you feel me? And it wasn't all worth it, you know. I look at it now, like, even though I know it wasn't worth it, like, I can't do nothing about it, it's done and over with. You know what I mean? It already happened. All I could do is keep moving forward. And at the time, I was down a little bit, you know. And I still, you know what I mean? I still kept a smile on my face, you know what I mean? But I kept a lot of stuff bottled up. I keep a lot of stuff bottled up inside, you feel me? I know it's not a good thing. You know what I mean? That's not a good thing to do. You know, I try to express my emotions as much as possible. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we gotta have confidence. We gotta believe. You feel me? Like, that's what's gonna help our motivation. You know what I mean? Our confidence, belief will help our motivation. That help us strive. You know, it like, far as when I say it have an effect on people, your family, your friends, you know, work, society, even in the world, you know, having that confidence to believe in your motivation, like, go and do a whole lot, go and do a whole power change for you, a power change, and it's a beautiful thing, and also, the mind is more powerful. I mean, the mind more powerful, that's going to send them signals off through your body and especially to your inner being or your soul as well, too. You know what I mean? That's going to bring that transformer out of you, that transformer being that's inside you. You know what I mean? Yeah, your morph. You know what I mean? Like, you morphing. You morph into another level in life. It's a different change. It's a change coming. You know, different outlooks on things, a different perspective. You having a new walk. You know what I mean? You have a new thinking. You have new vision. But all that came back. You know what I mean? It'll come back for you if you going through something right now. If you not going through something right now and you on it, that's blessed. You know what I mean? Keep it going. Keep elevating. You feel me? Don't stop. Like I said, sky's not the limit. It's beyond that reach. You feel me? It's beyond that reach. And basically, I can say this. Is like I was saying, like, I was down and out, though, you know, and I got into that hit and run at a red light. My brakes went out on me. I tapped the back of an SUV. I'm going like 80 down Best Street. You feel me? Best in timing. Coming up to the light, creeping up to the light. My brakes lit. You know, I sobered up quick, woke the fuck up. Man, you best believe I swerved the fuck off. I ride on the expressway, made that right. Got off that, man, I was doing like 80 again. The Jefferson, hopped off at Jefferson and came down Genesee back on Burger. You feel me? Like, I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And I ain't gonna lie, I want to go see my old head. I want to go see my cougar lady. And you know what I mean? Shit. We kicking and vibing. Man, it's 2 o'clock. I got a bottle of Henny and a personal bottle of some Mo. Get to her crib. I had 4 cups of Bacardi Gold and stop at the store. You know what I mean? I caught me a Miller High Life Platinum in the Lucy. You feel me? So I'm feeling good. You know what I mean? But I'm fucked up at the same time. You feel me? Like, my head on straight. I'm not thinking straight. You know what I mean? The vision is blurred. You know what I mean? But that was just what it is, though. You know what I mean? It was a life learning lesson. You know what I mean? And different situations of obstacles that we go through, you know, we when we get going, like a bike with training wheels. Once some training wheels come off, like, yo, we good, we going, you know what I mean? But God will put you back in your place. Like, yo, sit your ass back, sit your ass down, you know what I mean? Like, when you get doing too much, you're on, but you're not doing what the true intentions is. You feel me? It's not the true intentions of what you're supposed to be doing. That's God's plan. So God put you in a situation to have you learn. You know what I mean? It's a re-humbling experience, as far as, like I said, you know, your confidence, your belief, your trust, your motivation, your faith. I mean, those all tie, and even your focus, you know what I mean? Those all tie together, you feel me? Even trust, you feel me? It all ties together. And, man, it put me down, and it was a setback, you feel me? Like, that situation was a setback, because that the officer, you know, I had to go to court and all that. I lost my license and everything. You know, I went over the point system, double over the point system, you feel me? And DMV sent me a letter, man, told me to turn my license in. I was like, damn, DMV sent me a letter, like, I know it's real, to turn my license in. But, man, and that right there knocked me down, because I started looking at the chain of events that was happening. Like, as long as I know, I've been driving since I was 16. I didn't get my first traffic violation tickets until, like, 2013, you feel me? And then following year, that shit happened, like, I mean, and I'm like, damn, I'm out on the job, then the shit that happened at my job, like, I'm like, damn. Man, these niggas had to let me go, had to resign and shit, like, shit was fucked up, but it was cool, though, you know. But, by the end of the day, though, I was like, I was knocked down, you know. I lost my confidence, you know. I lost my bounce. I was going through a phase at a point in my life where things wasn't looking too good, you know. But I still was keeping my head high, though, you know. And trying to restore that confidence and that belief back in me, you feel me? Like, I just knew it was a phase that I had to go through in life, and I knew God was testing me, you know. Like, we ain't supposed to question that, man, but we do sometimes. We catch ourselves and we won't realize it probably till afterwards, or we won't realize it. Like, yo, I just question the Most High. You know, you wonder why is this happening to me? Like, why I gotta go through this right now? Why me? You know, why me? What is this reason for me to go through what I gotta go through right now? Just to where I wanna be, just to get to where I wanna be. You feel me? Like, it ain't easy. It's not easy. We all know it's not easy. You know, like, shit be rough for some of us, I mean, and tough, you feel me? And that knock us down. And even far as emotions as well, like, I can say for a woman, confidence, and this is far as with the fellas too, with the men, you know, and with your beauty, with your outer self and inner self, you feel me? Like, and you got to have that confidence about yourself. You got to feel good about yourself. You know what I mean? Even when you dress, even when you speak, you know what I mean? Even with your energy. Because people absorb energy from you. You feel me? Like, we absorb energy from each other. Like, we either can boost somebody's energy or we can degrade somebody's energy. And we don't want to degrade nobody's energy that drain them out. And that will lead to the defect or the downgrade on your confidence, your belief, your trust, your self-esteem, your emotions, you know. And that leads back to what I was saying earlier. To me, that's sickness, you know what I mean? That leads to, like, sickness, like depression and all that, and stressing. Like, We don't need that. You feel me? We don't need that in our life, you know? We young and beautiful. You know what I mean? The world is beautiful. You know what I mean? And definitely, like, you should love yourself. You're supposed to love yourself. You know what I mean? That's part of confidence and believing, too. You feel me? Like, all this stuff ties together. Like, all these meanings has a purpose to tie together to all make sense. In which we heard plenty times before, you know, and but some women won't feel beautiful, so they feel like they gotta put on a lot of makeup and stuff. Like, you naturally beautiful. This is how God made you. This is you His creation. You know what I mean? So I feel more like don't go against that grain. Don't go against that will. You know what I mean? Don't go the opposite of how the universe works. Man, I know it's early, but I'm sipping a Coors Light. And got this Skyma, you feel me? So we vibing, you know. This is Island Breeze, man. We Island Breeze right now. That's the vibe, you know what I mean? That's our set. We Island Breeze, you feel me? And even with men, some men don't eat. Even with men and women, both ways, it could be your weight. If you may feel some way about your weight or how you look, you know, and that even how you dress, like, you know, and how your hair or something may look, or you got big feet, or you got some type of deformity, you know, with you, or you may have a disability. But that's not your problem. It's not your fault. You know what I mean? Nobody else don't have the right to judge. Who is they to judge? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's when you gotta have that strong mind. You know what I mean? To block all that negativity out, you feel me? That can downgrade your confidence in you believing. And believing in yourself. Believing in what you're doing. Believing you will make it and be successful. You believing you will have peace in life. You feel me? And love yourself. That's the first thing you do, is love yourself. You know what I mean? You love God, you love yourself. You love God because God loves you, because He created you no matter what. Like I said, no matter what, God created you. He loves you. He always going to be the one to trust you. He always going to be the one to forgive you. You know what I mean? He the one always going to be there. So at the end of the day, don't worry about, don't care about what nobody say. Words is words. You know what I mean? Words, some people can do so much damage, verbally damage with words. Is people who I find, I'm not saying nobody weak, but that person, see you vulnerable, being weak to them, and you giving that vulnerability, being weak, that you showing them, and you open up for that person with this negative energy to come in you, that's going to devour and drain you down, and give you this sickness, and you getting lack of confidence, you getting the lack of belief, all them traits that, and self-esteem that I mentioned already, like, that all come into play. That has some effect, you feel me? Like, and that when it comes down, the mindset being the power, the capability of the power that the mind has, to control our senses in us, you know, and connect us, because it's definitely in the air, you feel me? But we're going to go ahead and take an intermission, and we're going to get back in. We're going to discuss what's your purpose or motivation, you feel me? We're gonna let you rock out. Already know to my man Nip.
How can I be successful? How can I follow the path that someone else has laid for me to be successful?
Sitting on deuces while the blunt burn. Still raping rap music cause I want more. All money in, it's just us four. It's just Cobby, it's just Harvey, it's just Rimpo. It's just Adam, it's just Black Sam and both the fast. Where your 600 bands, where your rovers at? Where your Cuban links, nigga, where your roadies at? Where your big booty bad bitches, they were posters at? Where you hustle, where you run from the police at? Where you ever represented hope, where the hopeless at? Where you had to take an oath before you sold the sack? Dealt with all the pressure, played it like you never noticed that. Amongst it all, put yourself on the map. Turn it to a booming operation, where your focus at? Where your 600 bins, where your rovers at? Where your Cuban link, nigga, where your roadie at? I would rather shoot before I run. Pressure on my shoulder when it's done. You should try and do what we done. Make $1 million while you young. I would rather shoot before I run. Pressure on my shoulder when it's done. You should try and do what we done. Make $1 million while you young.
So if you could tell us how exactly and what deal you did to make your first $1 million.
I can tell you niggas how I came up.
Yeah. What's happening? It's King Himalayan. You know what I mean? Short intermission right there. You know what I mean? That's that Nipsey Future in the Dream. Million while you're young. But we're going to definitely get into a motivation. We all need it. To strive and succeed. To enjoy life with peace. You feel me? We're going to get back on a part two on that. You know, we're going to definitely get some guesses rolling. You know, I definitely appreciate everybody that's tuning in, listening. You know, I'm just here to be a voice for y'all. You feel me? I'm going to give it to y'all straight raw, no sugar coating, none of that. And we're going to keep it funky and gravy. You feel me? Nothing but truth. Real, real spit. You feel me? Nothing but real jewels. You feel me? Let them jewels drip. You know, that knowledge and wisdom off them chains. You feel me? And, I mean, if you contribute small donation, all we can do is get better. And that's all we striving for, you know, to do better and make better. You feel me? Make better of everything around us. Our people, our family, the people in our lives, as far as our family, friends, our kids, our loved ones, our spouse, our other half, you know. And we're going to do this damn thing. And everybody, we're going to keep elevating because that's all we can do. You know what I mean? Like I always say, you know what I mean? You weather the storm, and then after a while, you become the storm, and that storm you was weathering going out to weather you. You feel me? You know what I mean? But it don't stop, though. The sky is not the limit. It's beyond that reach. You feel me? But it's much love and peace to everybody out there. Man, y'all have a blessed day. And we're going to definitely get back to a part two on this motivation talk. And we're going to definitely get some guest appearances. And we want to keep striving and succeeding to hear more voices that's going to be up front. That's going to give you what you want to hear, you know, far as a good common ground and sense of understanding, you know what I mean, a conversation, you know. Man, we all human, you know what I mean. We all bleed the same blood, and it's all one love. You know what I mean? King Himalaya. You know what I mean? And I'm out. And we're going to go ahead. And we're going to go ahead and double that up real quick.
Double up. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time ever was. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Double 5, 4, 3, 2, that's time. I got to you that money. My dreams come true. My life. In diamonds, who knew? Who knew?
Turn 7 to a 14.